Roaring Fork Valley depends on healthy rivers. Sixth grade students from Glenwood Springs Middle School are here to tell you why it is important to protect our rivers.
Our rivers are weakening from everybody using too much water and energy from towns and cities. We also have cities that are polluting the rivers, which will affect the wildlife and ecosystems. Those are our reasons that we have to reduce how much pollution there is. Only use the water when we need it, and also we need to pick up trash. We use a large amount of water every day for energy, dams, water for crops, and water for the states. We have used so much of the river that it doesn't go to the ocean by itself, and we should do something about it, or our river is going to dry up. Fun fact, most lakes that the Colorado River flows into is below 50%.
The river reopened for recreational use Friday afternoon in LA Plata County, Colorado, where an EPA crew polluted the waterway with mine waste on August 5th. Authorities said the spill caused a spike in concentrations of total and dissolved metals in the water, the EPA said. The river faces a battery of threats that could forever harm its health and its unique experience that belongs to every American. Not only since dams were proposed in the 1960s has the Grand Canyon faced such a serious attack.
The Colorado River is being polluted, and this needs to stop, because this can lead to more problems. For example, if there's a pollution in the river, aquatic animals are going to die. And this happens, then the animals that rely on the aquatic animals will start to die out, which can lead to more problems for the ecosystem. It's one of the seven natural wonders of the world, and an irreplaceable national treasure. It's the Colorado River and the Grand Canyon, and it's the most endangered river of 2016.
The Colorado River is one of the most endangered rivers in America because we don't take care of it. We should do something about it. Not only do we pollute the water, but we waste so much water. Don't believe me? Well, the average person uses 80 to 100 gallons of water a day. If we don't do something about it, the Colorado River, it may be worse than it is now. We can fix it if we try, or we can at least make it better.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.